Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important beginner skills in jungle drums, drum hit selection for that 94 style vibe, inside Ableton Live. And I want to set the tone right away. The classic 94 sound is not about stacking 10 plugins and polishing everything until it shines. It's raw, punchy, fast, and kind of rude in the best way. It's break beats first, and then a few smart layers to support the break, not replace it. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a starter jungle drum kit and a simple 8-bar loop that actually moves like jungle. A break core for identity, kick weight, snare crack, hats and rides for speed, and ghost notes for that rolling urgency. Alright, let's set up so our choices are actually meaningful. First, set your project tempo to 165 BPM. That's the sweet spot where you instantly hear if a drum is too slow, too long, or too polite. At 140, you can get away with stuff. At 165, the truth comes out. Now, create two tracks. One audio track called Break Core, and one MIDI track called Drum Rack Layers. Quick warp setup for breaks. When you drop a break into Ableton, start with warp on, warp mode set to beats. In the clip box, choose beats, set it to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That keeps the chops crisp and punchy instead of smearing. Here's the big concept for today. Hit selection is tempo-dependent and context-dependent. A snare that sounds massive in solo might feel like a wet cardboard box once it's running at 165 with a break. So we're going to audition everything in context, at tempo, while the loop plays. Step 1. Choose your break core. This is the identity. This is the swing. This is the vibe. Go to session view on your break core track and drop in, say, 5 to 10 break samples, one per clip slot. Turn looping on, and set each clip to a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Warp each one so it locks to the grid. Now press play and start clicking through the clips. While you're auditioning, listen like a producer, not like a sample collector. You're listening for a snare tone that speaks at 165. Is it witty and cracky? Is it bright? Does it feel urgent, or does it feel lazy? Listen to the hats. Are they dusty and crunchy, or super clean and modern? Listen to the ghost notes and little in-between hits. Do they already roll? And listen to the room tone. 94 often has a gritty ambience baked in. If it's too clean, it can start sounding like modern drum and bass even if the pattern is jungle. Teacher tip. Level matching is the real secret weapon here. Louder always sounds better. So if one break is louder, it'll trick you into picking it. Drop a utility on the break core track and level match as you audition. So you're choosing by character, not volume. Also, throw an EQ8 on the break while you audition. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz just to clear rumble. If a break is boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400. Nothing extreme. If you over-EQ the life out of it, you'll lose the dust and grit you actually want. Once you've got your break, commit. One break as the main character. Everything else we do is support. Step 2. Slice the break, because in jungle, your best hits often come from the break itself. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. Use the built-in preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. This is gold. Before you even think about modern one-shots, audition the kick slice from the break. Audition the snare slice. Audition the little ghost hits. These already match the texture and timing language of the break, because they literally are the break. And here's a practical trick. Create a little candidate pool so you stop second-guessing yourself. Make a temporary drum rack and name it Audition. Load it with 8 to 12 pads, a few kicks, a few snares, a couple hats, maybe a rim or perk, and a few break slices you like. Then program a simple 1-bar test pattern, kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4 and 16th hats. Loop it. Now swap samples on the pads while it plays. This is how you pick winners fast. Your ears will know in seconds if something belongs. Step 3. Add a kick layer for weight, without killing the break. A lot of classic breaks don't have enough sub punch on modern systems. So we add a kick layer, but we pick the right kind of kick. Not a modern super clicky DNB kick, unless you're intentionally going hardcore rave. For 94 jungle, you typically want short to medium decay, a strong fundamental around 50 to 80 Hz, and a transient that's punchy, but not plastic. On drum rack layers, drag a kick sample onto an empty pad. Program it to follow the break's main kick moments. As a beginner, start with 1 and 3. Then listen to how it interacts with the break, and adjust. Now, processing. Keep it basic and supportive. On the kick pad, add EQ8. If it needs a bit more weight, try a gentle low shelf, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB around 60 to 80. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 300 can help. Then add saturator, drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is a jungle-friendly way to add density without making it feel like a glossy EDM kick. Optional, a glue compressor just kissing it. Ratio 2:1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. And remember the layering rule. If the kick layer makes the break feel smaller, is too loud, too long, or just the wrong sample, turn it down, shorten it, or replace it. Step 4. Add a snare layer for crack and body. Classic jungle snares are usually a mix of a sharp transient in the upper mids and highs, plus some body in the low mids, but you want the tail controlled because at 165, long snares blur the groove fast. Pick two snares to audition, one that's bright and cracky, and one that's thicker in the body. Put them on separate pads and a slash B them, while the break plays, and assign a job. Don't make every layer do everything. Decide, is this snare layer giving me crack, or is it giving me body? If it doesn't have a clear job, it's clutter. For a simple snare chain, EQ 8 with a high pass around 120 to 160 Hz. If it needs a little extra speak, a small boost around 3 to 5K can help. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch very carefully, like 0 to 10%. And in most cases, keep boom off so you don't muddy up the low end where your kick and bass live. Placement idea that instantly feels jungle. Keep snare hits on 2 and 4. Then add a very quiet ghost snare just before 2 or just before 4. Low velocity. It creates that anxious, forward motion. Step 5. Hats and rides. Choose texture, not just brightness. In jungle, hats are basically a noise layer that creates speed. If the hats are too clean and shiny, it pulls you into modern territory. If they're too loud, they turn into harsh spray. Add a closed hat on 16THS. But vary velocities, make offbeats slightly stronger and the in-between hit softer. If every hat is the same volume, it's going to sound like a robot sewing machine, not a rolling break. Add a ride or crash accent every 2 or 4 bars. That's that rave lift. It's simple, but it works. For processing, auto filter with a high pass around 200 to 500 Hz to remove junk. A touch of saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, can help them sit. If you want old sampler edge, use Redux very subtly. Just a hint, if you hear obvious destruction, you went too far. Here's a quick 94 check. Turn the hats down until you miss them, then bring them back just a hair. That's often the perfect jungle hat level. Felt is motion, not heard is look at my top end. Step 6. Ghost notes. This is the secret sauce. Ghost hits make it feel faster without adding more main hits. Best source is your break slices. Second best is a quiet secondary break. Third is tiny perks like rims or side sticks tucked super low. In MIDI, set ghost velocities around 20 to 50, while your main hits sit around 90 to 120. And keep the ghosts short and subtle. Beginner placement idea. A tiny kick ghost just before the main kick. Tiny snare ghosts between 2 and 4. And keep them quiet. If you can clearly hear them as extra notes, they're probably too loud. Also, use clip fades when you're chopping audio. If you hear clicks, don't jump straight into heavy processing. Add tiny fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds at the start or end of the slice. Clean, simple, and keeps the raw tone. Step 7. Glue the kit without over-modernizing it. Group your drums or just process the drum bus. Add glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack about 10 milliseconds so transients still punch through. Release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Wear gluing, not flattening. Add a saturator after if you want a bit more density. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. Gentle low cut around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's harsh, a tiny dip somewhere around 6 to 10K can calm it down. Optional vibe enhancer. A short room reverb. Very subtle. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Low cut the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz so it doesn't muddy the groove. You want the sense of space, not an obvious reverb tail. Now step 8. Make an 8-bar loop that feels like jungle, meaning it moves. Bars 1 to 2. Main break plus kick and snare layers. Bars 3 to 4. Bring in hats or ride accents. Add a few more ghosts. Bars 5 to 6. Drop the kick layer for 1 bar so the break can breathe. This is huge for old school energy. That negative space makes the return feel bigger. Bar 7. Do a quick fill, like an extra snare chop or a small tumble of break slices. Bar 8. Add a tiny stop or a tiny hole, like a quarter beat of silence right before bar 1 comes back. Ableton workflow tip. duplicate a two-bar clip and make micro changes. Jungle lives in constant little variations, not one perfect two-bar loop repeated forever. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't pick hits in solo. Always audition with the break playing and ideally with a placeholder bass. Even if it's just a sine wave, the bass will change what works. Watch out for long samples. Long kicks and long snares blur at 165. Shorten them in simpler or trim the audio. Don't over-EQ. If you sterilize the break, you lose the point. Be careful with super modern snap snares. They can instantly push you into a 2020 sound even if your rhythm is jungle. And don't ignore velocity groove. Velocity is a big part of why jungle feels alive. If you want a quick 20-minute practice run, here it is. Pick one break and warp it clean at 165. Slice it to a drum rack. Build a two-bar pattern using only slices. Then add just one external kick layer and one external snare layer, nothing more. Add 16th hats with velocity variation. Put glue compressor on the drum group, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and speakers. If it lost vibe, reduce layers, turn down the one shots, and lean back into the break. Final recap. Start with the break, because it's the groove and identity. Select hits at tempo and in context. Use break slices for authentic kicks, snares, and ghost notes, then add minimal one shots for weight. Keep samples short. Use velocity to create roll. And Ableton stock tools are more than enough. If you tell me which break you picked, like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, or something else, and whether you want the overall drum tone brighter or darker, I can recommend exactly what kind of kick, snare, and hat candidates to look for so the layers match the break perfectly.